Patient's name is Gary Hindman. First name G-A-R-E-Y. Last name H-I-N-D-M-A-N. Date of birth is 8/26/1940. Date of service is 3/19/2022. This is Tiffany Galloway, nurse practitioner. History of present illness is 81-year-old male presents to the clinic complaining of congestion, lots of clear phlegm, and a cough. He states that he has had an increased allergies because of the ragweed. He is the primary caregiver for his wife who has dementia, and his allergies aren't getting better. He wanted to just make sure he did not have anything more serious and to see if he can get medication to speed up his recovery. Allergies, none, and drug allergies, current med, atorvastatin, medical history, heart attack in 97, hyperlipidemia, surgical history, right knee 20 years ago, social history, denies drugs, DTOH or smoke, ROS, CHPI, vital signs, blood pressure 157 over 105, heart rate 109, respiratory rate 16, HIMP 98.7, O2 99, and he weighs 154 pounds. Physical exam general, he's alert, appropriate for age, well nourished, well groomed, H-E-E-N-T. His mucous membranes are moist, pupils are pearl. He has no erythema to the posterior pharynx. The left tympanic membrane is obscured by cerumen, and right tympanic membrane is completely intact with no erythema. He is currently wearing hearing aids. Neck negative JVD, normal range of motion, chest S1, S2, tachycardia, respirations even unlabored, cleared auscultation bilaterally. Abdomen soft, non-tender, bowel sounds times 4. Extremities, normal range of motion, no edema, neuro, ANO times 4, gait steady, and his skin's warm, dry, no rash, no lesions. Assessment and plan number 1, upper respiratory infection. Number 2, allergic rhinitis. Patient will continue to take his loratadine and fluticasone nasal spray, but I will also give him a Medrol dose pack today and some Bromfed for his relief. I am going to write him for a prescription of a Z-Pak. However, we did discuss not starting this medication unless he gets worse in 2 to 3 days. Patient will return to the clinic if he has any worsening of symptoms for possible further evaluation and testing. He does agree with this plan of care, and he was given an opportunity to ask questions. He is none at this time.